Listening Library presents Ranger's Apprentice, The Early Years, Book 2, The Battle of Hackham Heath, by John Flanagan, read for you by John Keating. 1. It was dark and clammy and damp in the tunnel. Even though Holt wasn't a tall man, he found he had to stoop as he made his way along, and his shoulders brushed the rough, unlined clay walls on either side. The flickering lamp held by the miner who was leading the way cast a dim yellow light, shot with grotesque shadows. "How far down are we?" Crowley asked from behind him. The thick, heavy air in the tunnel seemed to muffle his voice, although Holt could hear a note of nervousness in it. Crowley, like Holt, disliked cramped and confined spaces like this, preferring the clean open air of the forest and fields above ground. How miners could work in these conditions was beyond Holt's understanding. The miner turned back to face them briefly.
"About 5 meters," he said. "We've been slanting down since we entered the tunnel. Not far to go now."
At his words, Holt felt the massive weight of earth and clay above them bearing down on him. His chest constricted, and he had difficulty breathing. He felt his heart begin to race and paused, breathing slowly and deeply, allowing his tensed limbs and body to relax. The sooner they were out of here, the better it would suit him. Crowley, not noticing that Holt had stopped, bumped into him from behind and muttered an apology.
"Mind this shoring," the miner said gruffly, indicating the timber frames that supported the walls and roof.